You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers visited the YMCA in downtown Eau Claire on Monday afternoon, highlighting significant childcare investments in the new biennial budget. The new budget includes over $360 million in funding for childcare programs across the state, with about a third of that funding earmarked for direct payments to providers. Governor Evers says he's now optimistic most of those facilities will remain open for the next 2 years after spending months warning of the negative effects their closures would have on the state's families and workforce. One person was killed in a multi-vehicle collision near the village of Luck this weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just after 1 p.m. on Sunday at the intersection of State Highway 35 and 240th Avenue. Their investigation found the driver of a pickup truck heading north on the highway slowed down to turn onto 240th Avenue before being rear-ended and pushed into the southbound lane, where it was struck by an oncoming vehicle. The driver received emergency medical care but died at the scene. After months of consideration, the city of Rice Lake will not end up purchasing the National Guard Armory building. In a press release, World Harvest Church announced they had purchased the site from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs and plan to convert it into a new church. The Department of Military Affairs had given both the city of Rice Lake and Barron County the right of first refusal for purchasing the property. County officials never expressed interest in the purchase, but the city of Rice Lake made two offers during negotiations with the agency. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the State Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the State Assembly in June. Justice Jill Kurofsky has officially taken over the position of Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justice Kurofsky takes over for Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, whose term as Chief Justice ended on June 30th. She will head up the state's highest court for the remainder of the current term, which ends on April 30th, 2027. Justice Kurofsky was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2020 after serving as a Dane County Circuit Court judge and as the executive director of the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of Crime Victim Services. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian long-horned beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes. An extended road closure is now in place on a section of U.S. Highway 12 in Dunn County. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the closure will cover U.S. 12 between Heller Road and Wisconsin 25 near the city of Menominee as part of a repaving project. This closure will allow crews to construct a raised median on the highway and is expected to last through August 4th, and traffic will be detoured through Oak Avenue and Wisconsin 25 North. Local residents should plan their routes accordingly during the closure. Two people were killed in a head-on collision in St. Croix County early Friday morning. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just after 4 a.m. on County Trunk Highway DD in Baldwin Township. An 18-year-old from Emerald and a 24-year-old from Baldwin were identified as the drivers involved in the collision, and both were pronounced deceased at the scene when law enforcement authorities arrived. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Sheriff's Office says they've now seen five traffic deaths in the county this year. Among the provisions in Wisconsin's new biennial budget is funding to encourage producing more movies and television shows in the state. The new budget includes $5 million to restart Wisconsin's film tax credits and create a new film office under the Department of Tourism. The goal is to increase the amount of money that production crews spend in the state while filming here. The tax credit would apply to 25% of income paid to Wisconsin residents and film-related expenses. Wisconsin had been one of the only states left without a film office. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sale season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for July 4th or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers clobbered the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck. If you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering storm this morning, otherwise clearing and a high in the low 80s today. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. It's 69 degrees right now.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.